B-Pod Studios.
Sports 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know the Woo Sox?
Now leave it up for a second.
Yeah.
Leave it up.
This should be the Woo Sox pregame show, like song. Woo hoo. Get it? Woo hoo. I don't know if I. What would get you more fired up this morning?
You had
bands fired up. Little kids with the hot dogs. Cotton candy. Jim's kid with the. What do you have? Did you take Jim upside down jug with a pen? What did you take your kids? I remember you said that, something like that. You cut out a jug.
A milk jug. Tie a string around the handle.
The lyrics in this song suck.
Woo-hoo.
Throw a baseball in the milk jug. You hang it down over the dugout. Players grab the ball. They sign it. Put it back in the jug.
Oh. Well, this is a good one, too.
So
that song was popular in the 90s at Gillette.
You know what reminds me of the old stadium.
They played at our games. Everybody would sit there like, woo-hoo.
Fans would go nuts.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
That
song reminds me of two things. Really, one thing. I'm going to combine them. It reminds me of Patriots and BCN, which you could put together and just say Patriots Rock Radio Network.
Yeah.
That is a quintessential Patriots 90s song right there.
It's awesome.
Yep. Anyway, I want to get to the. I gotta read it off my phone. I just got bumped out of our email. Give me a second.
That's what happened.
I don't know. I gotta get back
in. Who bumped you out? How dare you?
I think it just logged out. Yeah. I'm having trouble getting back in. Here it is. From Tom in Worcester, who was denied today from getting on the.
Well, we'll give him access since he
was denied.
Put him on air.
So we'll have to get to his email instead.
Did you hear what happened back in studio?
What?
Nate didn't think his topic was any good.
Harvey Ball was the guy who created the smiley face.
Okay.
Right? And which is now the emoji. It wasn't originally an emoji. The yellow smiley face was sort of a like iconic.
I'm gonna end up disliking
pop
this logo
art piece.
Because it's gonna make me think of Adam Jones with the thinking emoji, because Jones always retweets it.
So Harvey Ball was the artist. And Tom in Worcester says, Harvey Ball was my mom's first cousin.
Oh.
Of course. We wanted to hear from Tom in Worcester because
no.
He's our guy on the ground in Worcester.
No, Nate's
right.
They
named the team yesterday, and we talk about, they jam all these Worcester references into it, including the smiley face, and we mention Harvey Ball. And Tom in Worcester is related to him.
Direct tie into him.
Harvey Ball was his mom's first cousin. He writes,
probably didn't like the movie The Joker.
Unbelievable. This guy's directly tied in. All right, so he says.
He
says, Harvey Ball was my mom's first cousin and was a very talented artist. He created the smiley face as a publicity thing for a local insurance company that he worked for. Sadly, they owned this as he was their employee, and he never made a penny. He says, but to Jim's comment that it was a pretty simple thing for a trained artist to create, that symbol is uninformed. Did you say that?
Yeah.
I said, did you really need all of that art background to have that, to come up with that logo? That's what I said.
The logo or the smiley face?
The smiley face.
That's ignorant comment.
As he said, you are uninformed, and I would agree, an ignorant comment.
Ignorant.
Yep. He said, Harvey,
God doesn't say happy Thanksgiving.
Actually created some beautiful artwork. Anyway, that's that.
Well,
he says, and by the way, here's a little add-in.
Oh.
He was asked to sing the national anthem on opening day in Worcester when the new park opens.
Ooh.
So I have nothing against the artist. Do you need art background and fine training to come up with that logo specifically.
Did anyone else come up with it?
Maybe his other pieces.
Did anyone else come up with it?
Maybe his other pieces have been like brilliant. I don't know.
His art. This artist knew what was aesthetically pleasing to the masses.
What's your most stupid artist? To me, most famous artist. They read dumb paintings. It's like stupid stuff.
Right.
And it becomes popular. Like my kid can paint that.
Okay.
He says, lastly, ask so
past the meaning.
How he pronounces, and I won't say it.
So you agree with
me
then?
I won't say it. Read this.
What is it?
You know what it is.
Oh, let me see here. How do I pronounce Worcestershire sauce? Worcestershire. I pronounce it Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire sauce.
Keep saying it. It's fun.
Worcestershire sauce.
Is that how you say it?
Worcestershire sauce. Yes.
Really?
Worcestershire sauce. Yes.
Because that,
how do you pronounce it?
Because I see it and I always say, like, I always, because of being...
Well, I'm going to stress it now. It's going to end up being...
I always no, say it wrong. Sauce. I always say it wrong.
It's going to be...
Instead of saying Worcestershire, I always say,
Worcestershire
like, Worcestershire sauce.
Not
like
Worcestershire.
It's totally wrong.
Right, right.
It's totally wrong.
It's Worcestershire sauce.
In my mind, when I see a bottle of it.
Watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Put some Worcestershire sauce in there. Yeah. Worcestershire.
Do you know the background of the logo here? So this Harvey Ball... Is the name?
Yeah.
The name of the mascot slash logo is Smiley Ball.
Smiley Ball.
And it is meant to be a resemblance to Ted Williams and David Ortiz.
Oh, now that's just stupid.
I don't retract that. You want me to make fun of
Ortiz,
your product?
Maybe.
You stupid team.
Tag it with dumb
you
crap.
Stupid
like
Lucchino.
That,
you
more like the Kool-Aid Man to me.
Yeah.
It does. It looks more like the Kool-Aid Man.
You know what? They're going to be selling these. What looks like an M&M guy holding the bat. You stole the M&M guy. Go down to New York City. Go to the M&M store. See what happens down there. They got these guys walking around everywhere.
If you want to tell me Bartolo Colon, I'll believe that. But
boy, look at that. I think, wow, look at that. That looks like David Ortiz. Oh, with a twist of Ted Williams in it. What the hell are you talking about?
It is like post-swing lefty stance, though, right?
Yeah, it is a lefty. It's you know, looking towards
the left hole. Arm is not, it's not aesthetically correct. It's like under the chin. Your left arm's not
that
under
is
the
true.
Chin.
His,
put the
is
left
a
arm
weird.
Over a little
that is a little
way.
Weird that his arm comes out of his chin.
You know, you're right here. You got to look into this art thing more. They screwed it up.
The Woo Sox. I don't know if you noticed there in the word mark, there's a heart in the W.
I see that.
Yeah, that's to represent that
love.
Worcester is the heart. Of Massachusetts.
Worcester.
Worcester.
Not Worcester. It'd be Warsaw.
Well, no,
it's not the only W, though. They have all these.
Oh, they got a lot of W's.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they had 218 names suggested.
And they chose Red Sox.
Yep.
Oh, great.
In
the other
Red Sox
like, think
out.
About it. Lowell did not go with Red Sox when they started. They went with a local name, Spinners.
For, I like that.
Obviously... The history of manufacturing textiles in Lowell. That's why they went with Spinners.
Candle pins were one of them.
You have, well,
what about Brockton?
Well,
Brockton Rocks.
Not, are they even a thing anymore?
No.
I'm talking about actual Red Sox affiliates.
Duck boats.
The other one is the Sea Dogs up in Portland.
Bay next to the sea. There's a lot of dogs.
They weren't originally a Red Sox team. They were the Sea Dogs when they were with the Marlins, so... I don't know if that matters, but they didn't change their name to something. They didn't change it to the Portland Red Sox. They just used the same colors. They used the red, and they used sort of that same font, but they don't. They could have gone with a better name. Worcester Smiley Faces.
Minutemen was one of them.
Oh, okay. Well, that wouldn't be.
Llamas?
The Worcester Llamas.
Sports Llamas.
Sports Llamas. 617-779-0909.
Somebody suggested the Paw Sox. That was one of the suggestions.
Yeah, no, that's what Chad Finn tweeted that Zoe liked. He goes, I'm just going to keep calling them the Paw Sox.
I'll call them the Paw Sox, too. Like, that's what your AAA team's the Paw Sox. It's the Paw Sox.
Just going to keep rolling with that if you guys don't mind.
Woo Sox. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
The Shires.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershires.
I like that. The Shires.
Randy in Providence on this. What do you got, Randy?
This is the dumbest logo. I'm just calling it a pissed off around there. And the fact that, one, I'm pissed that we lost our AAA team. And it was just a nice logo. Just the Paw Sox, the polar bear with the cap. It was a good logo. Classic logo. Even the old one I like. But this guy is like the Worcester smiley faces, like the smilers. Like,
oh, you don't think of David Ortiz and Ted Williams? Come on.
Oh, no. Oh, you know what? Actually, I think more of Euclid because it looks like a clown. But that's just me when I take a look at that logo. It's just stupid. What is that?
I think you're poison. Like, don't touch that. That's poisonous.
What?
Like, if you, your grandmother never, underneath her sink in a kitchen, put the smiley face, the Mr. Yuck stickers. You had the smiley ones, which were good things. Don't ever touch the Clorox because it's got an upside-down smiley face on there.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not aware
of that. You know Mr. Yuck, right? Artie?
He's not here.
Oh. What would he be? That's all. Old guys.
That was before my time.
Mr. Yuck.
Interesting, though.
Green, look it up. Mr. Yuck, you get the round.
Very interesting.
Smiley face. Takes on the connotation of, here it is. Look at that. That's what I think.
Oh,
right,
okay.
There. And when you were a kid, you stay away from that.
And Mr.
You got
Yuck.
Three little ones. Put those on. It's bad things. They know to stay away from Mr.
Okay,
Yuck.
Right on that.
Yep. I think of the Yucky Sox team now.
I'm going to look up the info on the artist behind that.
Please do. 617-779-0985. Your calls on Lamar Jackson.
And Mr. Yuck.
How many more losses the Patriots can afford? And, of course, the Worcester Red Sox. All of those items on the way.
Worcester.
Hey, it's you, Evan. One of your favorites.
Radio.
617-779-0985. We got full lines today, baby.
Of course.
Call volume has been good.
They want to talk about the stuff that's happening.
Quantity, good. Quality, debatable.
Can we do? Play the hits. What do you want to talk about? Play the hits.
Bob and Milbury on the penalties in Sunday's game. Bob.
Okay, I'd like to take that. I don't believe in officiating by reviewing videotapes. However, since the office has done this for Dallas, I'd like to take that tape and go 3 to 5 seconds longer. Number 70, the offensive guard at Dallas, when the play is over, shoves his knee into Hightower's back. Now, if you want to call that play, forget the clipping.
What do you call it? Knee into the back?
That's a dead ball foul. It's kneeing in the back. I don't think that's a football play. That's called 15 yards and ejection. So I think they should send a nice little letter to the Pats and Hightower saying, sorry, we didn't see that man kneeling you in the back. You got an opinion on that?
Well, you understand how this process happens, right? Each team submits maybe 5 to 10 plays throughout the course of the game as a complaint to the league about the officiating. Hey, we got holding on this call. We think it should have been called. Holding was not called. The league reviews it. And if it, hey, you know what? Team, you're right. You get an apologetic letter. The crew gets docked. You know, they get the mark, the water stain put on there, and then they get penalized for that. I'm sure the Patriots complained about the PI. Now, somebody got this report from Dallas. No one's not going to tell you what they get. They never do. Because you know why? They use that to their advantage. They'll take it. And I wouldn't be shocked if Bill, prior to this game, said, you know what? Watch a right guard, watch a right tackle. A little lazy with their legs as far as they like to establish their base. They're big guys. Yeah, sometimes that really looks like a trip to me. Just amazing you got two tripping calls called on that. How about on 3rd and 1? I'm sorry, it takes some balls to call that. If you kind of see it, you know, Hightower looked like he was going down to take them out. I don't know. I didn't see it. It's the way I called it. I looked at it. I was horrified. Aikman was. The funny part was, Pereira was trying to tell it to Aikman, oh, you kind of, you see it. Aikman's like, no, you don't. No, you don't. He's establishing his base, Mike. That's a bad call. Yeah. The PI ones, those are the ones that drive me nuts because those are automatic first downs. They are. Get off the field. You can get off the field on 3rd down. That's what I fear, too. Those phantom hands to the face, hands to the helmet. you know, little nip or tuck here, and all of a sudden you got on a 3rd and 17, automatic first down, holding number 24 because he made contact with the man. It's ridiculous.
Trevor's in Charlton today on the Woo Sox. Trevor?
Damn it. Trevor's a nice dog name.
I think the phones may have frozen. Now they're unfrozen. I'll put him back on hold, see if we can get him.
Trevor!
No, he's not there right now. We'll try and get him back. Dan's in New Hampshire. Dan.
Hi, guys. I was just thinking about something you were discussing earlier, the Lamar Jackson comparison. And I was thinking about it myself and thought the closest I could think of was maybe Kaepernick. He came on as a phenom, and
yeah,
he was great when he first started.
At the beginning, yeah.
Strong arm, option quarterback. He could run like a gazelle, you know.
Do you remember how unstoppable he was in that? Was it the NFC title game when they played the Green Bay at home? Where he kept flexing and kissing himself. He ran like 3 scores and couldn't stop him, throwing the ball over the place.
Yeah, and I think when we played him again, we found a way, but he was a phenom when he first came in, similar to Jackson.
Yeah, I think that's a decent comparison. Guy who can run, maybe not as quick, but he could run.
Yeah.
Certainly athletic. Email from Connor on the Woo Sox mascot.
Yep.
Yes, that they arrived at that logo based on Ortiz's width and Ted Williams' frozen head.
Well, that makes more sense than anything that the Woo Sox have given you.
that's what he decided to come up with there. Yep. Trevor, you there? We'll try this one more time.
Trevor.
Trevor is definitely not there. All right, Trevor, try us back. Ben's in Fremont.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Ben.
So the thing that I'm not really hearing, unless I didn't hear everything you guys said today, but with this Lamar Jackson thing, his offensive line is playing absolutely elite right now. It's unreal. When we played them, I see Hightower timing the snap perfectly, going in full speed, and then instantly stopping from these linemen. Yeah. They're giving him the time he needs in that block, and that's why he's doing so good.
Well, it's a line of scrimmage moving, too. They're mauling people.
Yeah, they are.
Everything is north, south, downhill. And I think they get the right mix of Ingram with him. You get that big back, you got to worry about staying big in front. You can wall guys off. You want athletic guys on the field because you want to chase this guy down. It's a tough balance back and forth. It's almost like Ingram or one of the top tight ends would have to go down to sort of help limit what they could do on offense.
It's a good point, though. Their offensive line's played very well.
Yeah.
Huge part
absolutely
of that. It's not all like he's
like
making
I said
it all
the biggest thing I take from this team to watch him in person and to watch him a couple weeks on TV, it's the build of the confidence that they have. They admit it, they have swagger, they use it, they stuff it down your face, and then they spit in it. They're tough.
We've got a Tom in Worcester online. I don't think it's the Tom in Worcester, but go ahead, Tom.
Hey guys.
Hey.
So I have 2 thoughts on the rookie receiver, Terry Myers. So with Harry, he's like a tree trunk. He's nice and big. He's kind of like Gronk going up and getting the ball in the end zone. He's a big, thick guy. He can muscle off those linebackers. But the problem is he's like a big man in basketball, how I see it, where he doesn't use his feet enough. So maybe give him a soccer ball and have him run around and kick the ball after work and, you know, just after practice, have the Reds bring out a soccer net and have Harry go around and kick the ball around to work on his footwork.
Call was so bad, Zoe's quitting the show. So just walked out.
I want a new intern, by the way.
How was that call screened? I want to know the process of screening that call.
He got on because he said his name was Tom in Worcester.
That was what he did.
So if you think you want to get on our show, just call in and say your name's Tom from Worcester.
No, don't do that. We don't need that.
Sure, well, that's the screening process, obviously. So Tom said, T-ball. Right?
Also, anyone named Ken and Lowell can call
Ken and Lowell. You could be Lorraine from New Hampshire.
Mabel.
No, she's done. Close to being banned here.
She's got to show up.
Sure. No, she's not going to take her. I mean, they're 6-5. What do you want to do, talk? What are you going to talk about, the Clapper?
They're still a playoff team.
How sad is that?
Ted's in the truck. Ted.
Yes, I want to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you. You want to say happy Thanksgiving to Jim, even though he doesn't say it?
Well, I just want to say, as far as Worcester goes with the Red Sox, they should have called them the Tornadoes, because in 1953, the largest tornado ever recorded, it's over a mile wide, destroyed the city of Worcester.
We just had one a couple years ago, right? I just ripped right through there.
I just think the problem is that they already had a baseball team there by that name, and it didn't work out. They had a, you know, they pretty much went out of business. So I just don't think they wanted to be associated with that.
I didn't know that. And the other thing is, I guarantee you, in a matter of time, especially if they ever have a losing season, they're going to be called the Worcester Wusses.
The Worcester Wusses. Yeah, the Worcester Tornadoes. I just had to look up what year they went out and went under. 2012. Yeah, they were a team. Can-Am.
What's the big settlement in the area? Like, what's the big ethnicity in that area? That, you know, Worcester, like, it's based. I'm trying to think of some things.
Oh, I also didn't know that the Can-Am League is now dead. Did you know that?
I didn't know what the Can-Am League was.
Really?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm guessing Canadian-American?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can-Am. I thought like Pan-Am games.
Was it like an independent league?
Pan-Am? Man, it fell apart. Wow.
Panama-American? Pan-Am?
Damn. It's all over. Players such as Craig Breslow played in the Can-Am League. Just so you know. Looking at some of the guys that went through the Can-Am League. The list isn't that impressive. Matt Latos, decent. Chris Colabello, although his career ended with steroid use stuff. So, I didn't know that this was their last year. Sort of fell apart this year. That's it. It's over. Disbanding. John is in West Roxbury. Hi, John.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'd
like to put a name in. I think the Worcester to Worcester Bosa.
How are you week? Check them out.
Enjoy your week, everybody. All right, let's get to the takeaways. We had a string of calls today that were
good calls.
Less than ideal.
Outstanding day for Nate.
Tom, what do we got? Hey, you know Tom in Worcester, our buddy Tom in Worcester?
Yeah.
He apparently called last hour to give us a Worcester take on the Worcester Red Sox situation, and he tweeted me to let me know the intern turned him away. Rob is up next. Hey, Rob.
Hey, all right.
Hey.
I'm in.
Hey.
I definitely think that, hey, Scott.
Hi, buddy.
And, Lamar Jackson. Guess who's going to stop him? The genius. Belichick, Steve, and Gerard.
Scott and Weymouth is through.
Boom.
Scott.
I'm going to get this, put it back on track. And you may see all four teams win it this year.
Tommy in Baltimore. Hoyoke, as they say. Hi, Tommy.
What's up?
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Tommy.
Hello.
How you doing? Good.
Do you want to get on with Zolak and Bertrand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Yep.
Tommy and Holyoke. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right, Tommy. Thank you. Banner segment here. Unreal.
I don't know why I come in every day.
That was only a small sample of the day. I don't know what it is.
Tomorrow's gonna be interesting. I'm being a rare mood tomorrow. I'm in a rare mood tomorrow.
That was 5 minutes.
That was all time. In 5 minutes. That was in a 5 minute span.
How you doing?
Small sample of the 4 hours today. Yeah, I love when we do that.
I love when.
When you set them up for the. You want to get on with the guys?
Yeah. Like,
all right, hold on 1 second.
So they've already been screened by one of the callers. It's obviously not our voice. They can hear us talking. Yeah. They put on hold. Then we say hi to them. Like, hey, how you doing? I want to get on with the guys. Oh, okay. Hold on a sec, please. let me pot you right up there.
Hold on. When Zoe says to someone, hey, you want to talk to Zoe? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Thomas said, yeah.
All right, sit tight. They'll get right to you. And then Zoe says, hey, how's it going? This guy's like, hey, Zo, what's up?
That's my favorite. I'm going to do that tomorrow all day.
Oh, man.
I'm going to mess with callers tomorrow. We're going to have fun tomorrow.
Oh, my.
Everybody's in, like, getaway day mode, you know?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's big getaway day. Did you hear, like, today is the new Wednesday?
Yeah, I've heard that. The traffic today will be worse maybe this afternoon than tomorrow afternoon.
today's afternoon's traffic should be the worst of the week.
Whatever.
Wow.
All right. Tom and Worcester didn't get through today, unfortunately.
But
he sent an email, so we did get his take on things.
He has ways around Nate.
But he immediately whipped up a little tune for us on the events of the day.
I tried calling earlier today. Had a take on the current topic. And turn said no way. Did he somehow miss the whole point of your show? Hello? Can I please just talk to Zoe? When normal people call in, you should probably put them through. Instead of a parade of morons who sound like they all sniff glue. So instead I wrote this song, and it didn't take too long. And let me close by saying, Happy Thanksgiving, Jim Louth. Is that so hard to say?
So right.
So good.
It is. Are you not going to be an a-hole on Thursday now?
Oh,
are you going to learn your lesson?
That's a good question for you, Jim. What are you doing Thursday now that Thanksgiving's over for you?
Listen, I never said it. I did it as a point. I never made a point of it. I just said, I don't know if I've ever said Happy Thanksgiving. Like, it's just a kind of a realization the other day when everyone was saying it. Like, I don't remember ever walking into a place and just going,
it's like,
hey, Happy Thanksgiving.
It's like showing up at an anniversary party or a birthday party and just walking in and sitting down. Do you understand the similarities between that?
All Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy birthday.
Typically
to you.
Every Thanksgiving.
Congratulations
you know
on your
You know what I'm thinking about?
What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about going home and decorating Christmas. That's what I'm thinking about on Thanksgiving, leading up to Thanksgiving.
That's why you should decorate.
Enjoy the meal.
So you can enjoy
the football.
What does
get
that
home.
Have to do with not saying happy Thanksgiving?
It doesn't. I just don't think I've ever said it.
My
I don't think it's not for a point.
We are fully decorated, ready to go.
Is that so hard? It's one of Tom and Worcester's best songs.
Chip's pretty good about teaching his kids, right? The dude rights and wrongs and you know how to act and be good manners. So you just walk in with your children and hey guys, tell grandma happy Thanksgiving.
But usually I'm carrying eight things at once and the kids are running in the house.
Like we aren't either. I mean, but hey, how you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving, Jim Louth. Yeah,
thank you for hosting. Wow. Look, thank you for hosting Thanksgiving dinner.
I say thank you.
You just sit there and
sit
that pie down, don't you? Custard pie, beetle.
No, on
so
Thanksgiving at my.
So you go on the other side on Thanksgiving.
I'm going on my side of the family. They have.
So this is the Lay's chips.
Lay's chips for Jim.
Probably should get those today, right? Tomorrow the supermarket.
Yeah, you should probably buy those today.
Mm. Yeah,
Lay's potato chips are a big must for Jim on Thanksgiving.
Mm.
That tradition.
Christmas trees up, lit, nighttime. The Thursday night football game's on. Turkey sandwich.
Lay's potato chips.
Little Lay's potato chips.
Ready to go. Everything's set.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jim Love.
You know,
yeah, Love.
For all the weird things with this Thanksgiving setup, he's an easy man to please, Jim Love.
Yeah.
He is.
A simple man.
Simple things will please him in a major way.
You could actually sit back and listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd's Simple Man, and that would just describe Jim Love. Doom, doom, doom. Doom, doom, doom. Doom, 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 doom. We're going to have some fun tomorrow. We got our high school calls, our annual funny, horrendous, comical high school football calls. We'll get to those. Bert Breer's going to be with us. Bert always likes to have fun. He can't stop talking. Stuttering brick, he'll be ready to go.
he'll
Van
be
Noy.
Fired up.
Cal Van Noy.
Brad Stevens.
Talk about the power rankings. Brad Stevens.
Brad Stevens. You got to ask him about Kemba Walker. Does he feel lucky?
Yeah, lucky.
Maybe it dodged a bullet.
I'm not asking him.
He called it a minor miracle the other day.
See, that's amazing. I didn't mean to term it that way. I didn't think it was as bad as everybody thought. So everybody thought like, oh my God, he's no.
I thought it looked.
He was
horrible.
Holding the top of his head. He wasn't motionless in a fetal position. So it's good. I'm glad. I'm glad he's fine. Like Jim said, Jesus, if he would have went down for a while, like this team's cursed. Team could have been cursed.
Well, maybe he feels lucky, but I'm not asking that question. I'm done asking the lucky questions.
Let Hardy ask.
I'm all done. Hardy can ask. Hardy. He likes Hardy.
You bring it in. I'll say hi, Coach. How you doing? Is she cooking the
The dessert.
The dessert.
The pretzel dessert.
I'll defer to Hardy for the sports.
Yeah, that's all tomorrow. Felger Mads are next.
From the Town Fair Tire Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.